The Silver Buckle Press in Madison, Wisconsin, is a working museum of letterpress printing. Its letterpresses date back to the 1800s. Tracy Hahn, the director of the Silver Buckle Press, gave us a tour of her most famous letterpress, a Golding Official No. 6, nicknamed the Trolley.
Walter Hamady, who taught books here for many years, is a book artist who is from Wisconsin, although internationally known, said that bookmaking and letterpress printing was a low-level, out-of-body experience. This is 19th century cast iron technology from the 1890s. This is a platen-style press that's called a clamshell because the plate has been rotated up at this angle, and you can imagine a clamshell opening and closing. It has self-inking, meaning the rollers are attached to the press, and they ride up rails over the type that's locked up in a chase, and then they come up to an inking disc and pick up, get recharged with ink, and come down and go across the face of the type, and then you put your paper in, you close the press, it's making the impression, at the same time it's getting new ink, it's coming down and giving ink to the type, and you pull your fresh impression and then put a new piece of paper in. And you know, it doesn't have to be there. The ding, ding, ding is just sweet. It's just a little extra. It's not necessary to the operation of the press. And it's this beautiful little piece back here that's hitting. It's a pretty simple mechanism. Anyway, my colleague could hear it through the wall, so he always called it the trolley. Yeah.
Tracy Hahn giving us a tour of the Trolley, a letterpress from the late 1800s, at the Silver Buckle Press in Madison.